And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with the Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day of inaction in the Texas House.
There being 95 members present, a quorum is not present.
Democrats had left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their efforts to redraw legislative maps. And Democratic Representative Chris Turner says,
this is a nationwide fight, and we want everyone in the country to understand what the stakes are. So Greg Abbott can make all the threats he wants. We're going to continue to fight.
Other Republican-controlled states are considering redistricting, including Florida, where the House Speaker said they would study it this fall. Two U.S. officials confirmed that President Trump's directed the Pentagon to prepare options for the use of military force against drug cartels designated as terrorist organizations. The Justice Department subpoenaed Attorney General of New York Letitia James over her investigations into President Trump and the NRA to see if either violated civil rights. A James spokesperson calls the subpoenas a weaponization of the justice system. This is ABC News. Recovery continues in Pennsylvania for two state troopers who were injured Thursday in an ambush while responding to a welfare check. An autopsy today was conducted on the shooter, but results were not immediately available. The shooter was killed. Authorities don't know how. Shooter's girlfriend was found dead at the scene. The WNBA is asking its arenas to tighten security protocols after a series of sexist moves, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeves' team was not involved in the latest case of a sex toy being thrown onto a WNBA court mid-game, but still, she says she's had it.
It's not funny, and it should not be the butt of jokes on any radio shows or in print or in any comments.
On Thursday night, one of the objects narrowly missed Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham. Two men have been arrested for throwing the toys at other games.
That's ABC's Sherry Preston. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop. That's because your Macy's store has back-to-school essentials at incredible prices, like complete looks from Epic Threads, Levi's, and Abercrombie Kids. Character outfits from Hello Kitty, Mickey, and Minnie Mouse. Plus, backpacks from JanSport and High Sierra. The best part? Get it all for 25 to 50% off. That's right, up to half off. But hurry in. These back-to-school deals end Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Lawmakers from four states, including Wisconsin, are demanding accountability for Canadian wildfire smoke. Governor Tony Evers says he'd welcome dialogue on a solution if it's productive.
To just say, well, darn it, Manitoba, stop doing it, that's not an answer. And so having some sort of vote on that, I don't see that as being particularly helpful.
Republican State Representative Calvin Callahan of Tomahawk joined legislators from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calling for an investigation into Canadian fire management practices. The former clerk of the rural Marathon County town of Bergen pleads guilty to stealing thousands of dollars in public funds.
Gloria Ann Doyle pled guilty to stealing public funds, forgery, and misconduct in public office on Thursday, with five additional counts then dismissed as part of the deal. The 65-year-old used her position as the clerk to write herself a handful of checks, totaling more than $100,000, saying she had fallen behind on bills, including her mortgage. She now faces more than 35 years in prison at sentencing, which will be scheduled for this fall. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Waupaca County jury is having trouble reaching a unanimous verdict after a second day of deliberations in a more than 30-year-old double murder. Judge Raymond Huber was asked what the jury should do if one juror has made up their mind and is not changing it.
You've all heard the evidence and seen the exhibits, and I'm hoping everyone will go back into the jury room and truthfully discuss your opinions and try to reach a collective verdict.
57-year-old Tony Hasse is charged in the 1992 murders of Tana Togstad and Timothy Mumbrew. He was arrested in 2022 following a DNA match. If jurors can't reach a decision, a mistrial may be declared. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
All right, that was a wild ride. The cattle complex got swamped with selling, and some contracts were limited down. $9 losses in feeder cattle today. Grains traded higher early in the session, but limped into the weekend with sellers back in control in most markets.
Live from the final lap of the week via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll put a bow on it with Dan Huber from the Huber Report. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, man, we made it. We made it. Here we are. Here we are. You know, there's something that I think people need to understand. We made it without Big Apple Joe Stackler this
barely.
Week.
Barely.
Yeah. But thanks to the capable hands of one Mr. Luke. There we go. So well big done, shout sir. Out to Luke Heitman right there.
Well
and
done,
for getting us through the week. We really appreciate you stepping in and giving Big Apple some much deserved and overdue time off. I was glad to see that he could get a time. He sent me a video today.
Did he?
Yes. Big Apple Joe, you know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
Riding a train. Oh. I know that's going to be a huge surprise to you. Yeah. He was riding a train. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis.
Hello.
And we are glad that you are with us on this Friday afternoon. Things got a little gnarly today. You know, it was feeling pretty good in the corn market, the bean market earlier today, and then things turned around, and here we are trading lower into the close. Oh, and then that cattle trade, good grief. when the long started heading for the exit, it went from a, okay, here we go, we're moving in that direction to get out of my way, to stampede, to down the elevator shaft. When feeder cattle are 9 1/4 lower today.
Oof.
But wait until we get to the change on the wheat.
Okay.
Wait until we get there, because the feeder cattle down 9 1/4 today. Limit down. That was quite the adventure in there. Is that what we're calling it now? That's a word for it, huh?
Okay. Right.
Love good. It. Well, you ready to go here? Should we go ahead and get to the markets?
I'm all set here, baby. December, soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly lower and spiked resistance at yesterday's high before dropping back to close near session lows. December hard red winter wheat saw a similar price performance after scoring a new high for the week. December spring wheat futures gapped solidly higher, but dropped to fill the gap and to close near session lows. Position evening ahead of Tuesday's USDA reports gets much of the credit for early price gains. Traders are looking for the all wheat crop to be estimated at 1.922 billion bushels, down 7 million bushels from last month. December HRW wheat futures 4 1/2 cents lower today, 5.37 1/4. December soft red wheat down 4 cents to 5.35. December spring wheat at last trade 5.97 1/2, up 2 1/2 cents. Are you seeing anything different there on the spring wheat, Chip?
5.97 1/2.
All right.
Is the close. Yep. Mm-hmm. On the week, this is just going to show you. Wheat was all over the place this week. There were higher closes. There were lower closes. It was a very choppy week. December SRW futures on the week down 2 cents. December hard red winter wheat futures down 1 1/4.
Okay.
December spring wheat futures up 1/2 1 cent.
Wow.
Hard to believe. First week of August was a go-nowhere market in wheat, but that's what it was.
Well, USDA this morning announced the sale of 125,000 metric tons of new crop corn for delivery to unknown destinations. Strong demand brought midweek support to corn futures and had corn trading higher this morning. Position evening ahead of Tuesday's crop production report also helped corn trade higher, but the weather forecast and expectations for a large corn crop pulled corn down into the end of the week. December corn opened slightly lower, rallied to spike resistance at 410 before prices reversed to post a low range close. There was also some talk about the storm system that pushed through North Dakota and northern Minnesota, but crop damage was light and isolated. Mm-hmm. September corn futures today 1 3/4 lower, 382 3/4. December corn down 1 1/2, 405 1/2. March corn futures closed at 423, down 1 1/2 cents, Chip.
Yeah, and it sounds like there is the potential for some development of storms again. I mean, it's hot. Yeah. It has definitely gotten hot here in northeast Iowa. What are we looking at right now? I'm not even sure what we are looking at right now. But
down here, bro. Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, it's 89 degrees. It's 89 degrees.
I got you at 95.
And the humidity is going up. So there is the potential for some storms later today and into tomorrow. September corn on the week. Down 6 3/4 cents. December corn on the week, down 5 1/4 cents.
Well, Chip, soybean oil futures pulled bean prices to the downside today. September bean oil opened higher on session lows and then dropped to a new for-the-week low before closing near session lows. September bean oil closed lower for an eighth consecutive session and is back to the bottom of that eight-week sideways trading range. Soybean meal prices pushed higher again today with spreaders back on the buy side of meal. November soybean trade was choppy this week with prices stuck in the $9.80 to $10 trading range. New crop beans opened slightly lower, spiked resistance at yesterday's high, and then dropped to close near session lows. September beans 6 1/4 cents lower today, 9.67 3/4. November beans down 6 1/4 to 9.87 1/2. January beans closed at 10.06 1/2, down 6 cents on the day, Chip.
Yeah, Al, and if we wouldn't have been lower today, we would have been higher, because on the week, September soybeans were just 1 3/4 cents lower. November beans also down 1 3/4 cents. What did we talk about all week in the soy complex was either the spreading or the spread unwinding. Look at this. September soybean meal on the week up $5.70. September bean oil down 177 points. So good moves in both of the product markets.
Well, December cotton futures were nearly steady, dropped to sharply to spike support at 66 cents, and then to trade at the lowest level since April 7. Prices then recovered to close higher and back on the top side of support at the August 1st low of 66.34, all over the place in the cottons. Yeah. December cotton all told 17 points higher, 66.60. Chip?
And on the week, up just 24 points. But at least it's higher. It recovered from some steep losses.
We may need to talk this out a little bit. I'm just going to throw the closes at you here. October cattle were $6.25 lower today, 225.97.5. Deez cattle down 570, 227.92.5. September feeders off $9.25 to 340.37.5. Over to the snouts, October hogs 25 cents lower. We can deal with that. 1967.5. The Deez contract down just 2.5 cents, 83.77.5. Buddy,
yeah, it's like we were talking about at the start of the show. It was just a scramble for the exits and out of those long positions. I don't know anything that has changed in that market, fundamentally. But get this, on the week, October live cattle up $2.30. September feeder cattle up $6.45. And October lean hogs on the week up 62.5 cents. Mind we got blow. Dan Huber. Huber Report next. Here on AgriTalk.
Hear that? Those are Pioneer brand soybean and corn fields, the number one seed brand in the U.S., ready to harvest. The combine reaps and separates row after row of innovative genetics. Soybeans fall into bins and bounce off the tin with unbeatable yields. Pioneer corn and soybean seed is the number one brand in the U.S. This is what it sounds like to plant number one. Learn more at pioneer.com/topcrop.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
You said,
ooh. There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.45% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back. We are going to spend some time this afternoon looking back at the week, trying to figure out exactly what the price action is telling us. And then, of course, we're going to take a look forward into next week. We've got the August crop production and WASDE reports coming our way on Tuesday, and we want to make sure that you are getting ready for that. Helping us do that, Dan Huber from the Huber Report. Mr. Huber, it is good to talk with you again. How are you?
Very well. Good to see you, gentlemen, or hear you, gentlemen. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Glad you're here, man. So, just start us off with what the signals that you picked up from the grain markets. No, you know what? I want to start in a different spot. I just realized I want to do this. Who would have thunk that September, feeder cattle in general, would have been down $9.25 today and still $6.45 higher on the week? It's amazing.
Right, right.
This cattle market is showing us a lot of things, Dan, but I didn't think we'd ever see that.
Absolutely, yeah. You and again had a couple surprises thrown at the weeks, but of course, underlying these markets, of course, are the cheap, particularly in the feeders, the cheap feed grains out there. So, that's usually a nice important factor for that feeder market. But doing well, of course, had pushed into new highs, new record highs again just yesterday, and then I think overnight some surprise tariff news, put a little fear of God back into everybody again. And are we really going to be able to bring anything out of Brazil as far as it's going to be cost effective? And here again, like I say, I think that just that uncertainty I think spooked everybody, and it my Monday morning will maybe be some clarifications on that. I think there was some talk out of Washington that some of the issues, gold included, I guess, gold had a scare today to the upside, of course, that there might be restrictions on small increment or gold bars coming into the country. So, I think that uncertainty breeds risk and uncertainty breeds volatility. And that's exactly what we saw in that livestock market today and certainly over in the metal market as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you for that. The cattle trade in general, I think what I hope people understand is because we saw the price action like we did today, it doesn't mean the rally is over, but you got to take this as a warning shot, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Any time you've got a market in record high territory such as this, we don't know what's going to ultimately upset the apple cart. We don't know exactly where the consumer pushes back to the point where they're saying, enough's enough. We have to go elsewhere. So it's you're playing with fire, so it's I like the analogy of in fact, I was going to write it about this afternoon on some of the other markets. But, the old running with scissors. We're definitely running with scissors here at this point in time. And it's pretty easy to stumble and get stabbed. So,
yep, man, that's good. Yep. All right. So let's go back to the original question, the grain markets. What did the price action signal to you this week?
Well, I think a combination of things. One, that we did bounce. Granted, we did not perform stellar today by any stretch of the imagination. But I think that rebound yesterday, one is indicative that, yes, we've got a report next week. Bears have really enjoyed a nice several weeks, if not nice, how many months now? Better part of a year, I guess, to the downside. So it's I think just wanted to take the coins off the table, say enough's enough for this time. We're getting close to the period where we start thinking about seasonal lows. There's no two ways about it. That 1.3 million metric ton of export sales for new crop corn last night, or yesterday morning, I should say, was a bit of a wake-up call. We've seen every day a little bit more interest in the corn market, and I think some of these end users are saying, we've got pretty good value. We can make money at this point in time. It's time to start locking in some of these values. So I think that, was another warning shot, I guess, if you would use that terminology again, that we're probably pushing far enough here. Maybe we don't have the ultimate bottom in there, but boy, we've got to be edging pretty close.
Okay. The export, you mentioned it, 3.1 million metric tons of new crop corn sold in the week ended July 31. And we put together a nice string of daily export sales announcements this week, didn't we?
Right, right. I mean, and it should be solid again next week. And thanks for correcting me. I said 1.3 instead of 3.1. So, yeah, a minor difference in there. But yeah, it's you know, and almost every day you've seen, and traditional buyers, certainly. I mean, granted, a lot of it's still tagged on no destinations, but we know Mexico is back there on a very consistent basis. So it's, again, these people are, they're not just doing it because they feel like this is the place to start stepping in. But and keep in mind, too, you know, a year ago, these markets all bottomed in August. You know, here we are in August once again. So it's, seasonally, this is not a bad time to start looking at these things. So
right. You the traditional buyers were there in the export market. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the end users here domestically have started to extend their coverage a bit, haven't they?
Yes, certainly. I mean, the one exception, although we did see a nice little rebound this week, the one exception, of course, has been meal up to this point. And of course, meal and corn are going to continue to play off of each other. But, you know, you can't have one start rallying without the other. So I think if we do actually start to see, well, it's probably premature to talk about rallies. You know, we probably should say stabilizing, you know, until we can find something new, to think we can get an immediate turnaround. We're going to see prices that move significantly higher from here. It does not seem realistic. But, you know, the old Chinese proverb says, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with that single step. So, you know, maybe that first step is going to be a few sideways steps.
Gotcha. Yep, that makes sense to me, Dan. Dees corn on the week was down 5.25. That's right. Not too bad in a week that it had to absorb a 188.1 national average yield estimate and a 16.3 billion bushel corn crop estimate. That's right. Not a terrible performance, is it?
Oh, no. Yeah, and you've got people talking about $1.9 billion. I'm sure there's some people who are going to say we're going to have a $2 billion. Carry out here this next year. And of course, for every year, we seem to hear that talk that we're going to get 2 billion bushels again. We never quite seem to get there. Either demand picks up or maybe the yield's a little bit less than what some were anticipating. But you look at this down move in here. We have factored in a lot of bearish information. So, you know, we really could be coming into next week where we get a bearish number and the market just does a big collective yawn. Yeah, you know, we've heard this, you know, we've got that factored in. You know, show me what the real yields are going to be here at this point in time.
Yep. Good. Weather forecast isn't doing us any favors right now to help this corn market out, is it?
No, not at all. And again, I'm sure you've probably traveled more miles than I have, but boy, I've been through, nice sections of Iowa, well up into Wisconsin, across Illinois. And I guess the stunning thing this year is just the uniformity of, you know, how good crops look top to bottom. I mean, you don't see burned out hilltops. You don't see washed out gullies. You know, it just consistently looks good just about everywhere you travel. So,
yeah. I made this comment earlier this week, and I think I've got to wait until we get done with the crop tour to say this definitively. But the consistency of this crop is challenging that we saw in 1994. I go all the way back to 94 for the most consistent crop we ever saw. Dan, it didn't matter where we were. You pulled up to a cornfield before you walked in it. You knew it was 165 bushel, and it was. Stop to stop. With the way that it looks out there, man, that consistent crop can build a big yield.
Oh, sure. You know, 188, I don't know. I mean, that seems to be extreme. But, you know, that 184, 185 by no means seems like a stretch at this point in time. So it, we've talked about before, you know, the first liar doesn't stand a chance. You know, somebody's got to come up with something bigger than that now. So it.
You're exactly right. And on the bean crop side of things, I mean, new crop beans down 1.75 with the expectations for that crop. Again, not a bad performance, was it?
Oh, not at all. You know, interestingly, in both of when you December corn, November beans, either one, you really look at corn from the low a year ago right now, or almost a year ago right now, we rallied 25 weeks. Here we are now, we're 25 weeks lower again. And, you know, if you look at even the biggest picture, December corn has not moved out of a range between $5 and $3.90, basically, for almost 2 years. So it's really just this major, major sideways pattern. Granted, pretty depressing looking prices right now. But, you know, we've been in this level numerous times over the last 2 years. Beans, even more distinctive, even more, you know, since the low last August, we've been floating back and forth between 1070 and 950. You know, just very consistently, almost, you know, 10, 11 weeks up, 10, 11 weeks down. You know, here we are, we're, you know, under the $10 right. level again, and hopefully, you know, kind of moving towards okay. that seasonal low side again.
All right. All right. Hey, when we come back, I want to look at some of the expectations for Tuesday's reports and that sure. sideways pattern. How do you manage risk in that sideways pattern? We'll talk about that next with Dan.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For December, hard red winter wheat futures were 4.5 cents lower at 537 and a quarter. December SRW wheat down 4 cents to 535. September corn futures 1.75 lower on the day, 382 3/4. Dease corn down a penny and a half to 405 1/2. September soybean futures 6 1/4 cents lower on the day, 967 3/4. Novi beans down 6 1/4, 987 1/2. December cotton today was 17 points higher, 66.60. Livestocks, October fat cattle, $6.25 lower, 225.97 1/2. September feeders plunged $9.25 to 340.37 1/2. And October hogs, 25 cents lower, 90.67 1/2. Try ProFarmer.com.
Snakes.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready?
Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back. We are in the middle of a conversation with Dan Huber from the Huber Report. Dan, let's... you know what? I want to jump straight to, you know, managing risk in this sideways pattern. And the reason, if you, you know, there's been that comparison between the last 2-3 years to price action that we saw in 2012, 13, 14, in 2022, 23, 24, and right on into 2025. They line up pretty nice. If that continues and the markets continue to rhyme with what they looked like 10 years ago, we better figure out how to market in a sideways market again here, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you know, I would could more than wholeheartedly agree. And I think we're probably, you know, I oftentimes refer back to, I've got a 100-year chart on December corn. And you know, get it back to 1899. And what really stands out is about every 30 years, approximately, you run up, you put your major commodity cycle peak in, and then you move into this extended period of stagnation. And, you know, it has repeated, you know, and granted, nothing says it has to, you know, rhyme, as you appropriately put it, has to rhyme with past periods. But if that holds, and I don't see any reason why not, you know, we're through the end of the decade, at least, in relatively stagnant. Yeah, and certainly, yeah, there could be a weather pop here or there, but, you know, they're going to be temporary. They're short-lived, and you have to be aggressive when they come. So, you know, all you're granted, everyone's fear is, you know, if I sell, the prices are going to go higher, we're going to miss out, I'm not looking to get enough return. Well, I think the only way to address that is, you know, look at those caps in prices, and yes, eventually we will go through there. But if that's your fear, you know, own calls against those out of the money places. And as the markets rally and you see where you can get yourself into the black, you have to sell into it, let the call option take care of the rest of it. So,
yeah. You know, you go back to that time period between 15 and 20. And I can't tell you how many times I said, geez, you got to know your cost of production. You got to know your cost. Yeah. But that is so important in a market like that, because, like you said, when the opportunities will come, they will come. But boy, you got to be ready for it when it happens, don't you?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, bold enough to pull the trigger. And if you need to have some kind of security to allow you to do that, you know, spend the money, you know, use that call option. But, you know, here again, don't be afraid to pull the trigger when you're in the black. And worst case scenario, then if you're wrong and it continues to move higher, you got next year or the year after. You know, you just have to continue to reward it, because we're not, you know, when you go back and look at all of those major commodity bubbles, there is an underlying factor that's changed that has driven us. It's a demand factor that changes. You know, tell me where that demand factor is changing at this point in time. You know, the last one was ethanol. The one prior to that was the expansion of the U.S. into the export market in a big way back in the early 70s. You know, prior to that, it was the completion of World War II, and we truly had to feed the world. You know, what is that driving factor that's going to take us higher at this point in time? And I don't think you can identify one. So
Right. Man, great perspective. Love it. Okay, in the average trade desk going into Tuesday's production report has got the corn yield at 184.3. Production 15.979, just called 16 billion bushels.
Right.
If we get those numbers, what does the rest of the balance sheet look like?
You know, if we get those numbers, I think it's pretty much a sleeper, you know, and they'll key in on those, the more foremost. I mean, the secondary, when you start looking at the ending stocks, you know, certainly that is really ultimately where it matters. But, you know, the ending stocks estimate is, I got to kind of look it up here, 1.3 billion for this year. rising to $1.9 billion for next year. Okay. You know, certainly a respectable increase if that materializes. And again, that would tend to keep things depressed. But I think, you know, the other one, though, is look over at the global ending stocks number. They're thinking that we're going to come into around a 278.5 million metric tons. You know, up about 6 million from, you know, where this year is projected to be. But that is still globally, that is not a terribly depressing inventory of corn, you know. So, you know, there's you know, and granted, not saying we're going to go wild to the upside, but, you know, there's where it still keeps the door open if somebody in the southern hemisphere this fall, winter has a problem. Europe, you know, granted, this year, again, one of those oddball years where nobody in the world really had a crop issue. You know, how often does that going to happen? You know, that's an anomaly in itself. So I think, yes, I mean, the at 278, if it reaches there, 278 million metric ton globally end next year, you know, that's not an impressive number. So I don't see where that continues to push prices lower by any significant amount from where we stand already.
Okay. All right. That's good. Yeah. And I think, like you were saying, if we get a number somewhere south of 280 on the global carry, it leaves the market vulnerable, sensitive to any supply side disruptions.
Right. Certainly. So, and right now it's not too difficult to start thinking, are we going to come back with the same amount of acreage next year on corn here as we did this year? That seems unlikely. I'm not sure exactly where that's going to go, but, you know, some of it may just be going to in some of the more remote areas and not the less traditional growing areas. It could be to, you know, other smaller grains. It could be back into CRP. So it's just, I think prices are doing their job, you know, which is going to deter, distract from additional acres. And but, you know, those are things that are going to take months and months to play out.
Right. Okay. The average trade guess on the soybean yield, 52.9 bushels per acre. Production, 4.365. Kind of a range on the production. And the, you know, 52 bushels up to 53.6 bushels is the range on the yield. Somebody's going to end up being surprised on this one, aren't they?
To a certain extent. And I think one of the things that I believe worth pointing out on that, here we're down 3.4 million acres on soybeans this year. Yet if that production number's right, we're going to produce almost identical amount of soybeans as we did a year ago.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, again, yield certainly, you know, particularly on beans, boy, a half a bushel yield makes a big difference. But, you know, here again, too, you look at it, you know, carry out, they're expecting to grow 2 million bushels. Big deal. I mean, that is not a significant change, or at least not a significantly bearish change. And, you know, then you have to go back and start saying, all right, is South America going to come back with a record production again next year, you know, with no real crop issues? And, yeah, I'd say here again, at a minimum, it says we don't have much downside risk. We just don't have a stimulus for any upside potential just yet.
Right. You know, a year ago, we thought it was a monster of a bean crop at this time of the year, Dan.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And it changed on us by the time we got the combines rolling. And so there's, you know, there's no guarantee for this year's crop yet either, is there?
Oh, no. And certainly granted, we've got the balance of the month to get through here, but that's just it. I think a lot of people recognize, I'm almost a little surprised anybody really bumped up their bean yields at all, just in the fact that they know August is a month that's going to make or break the bean yield. And, yeah, there's nothing really threatening in the weather here right at this point in time. I mean, it's sunshine and heat, you know, should be good for bean development there. But, you know, as anybody who has ever walked in a field of beans knows, they're a fickle crop when it comes to trying to determine what that yield is going to be.
Yep, no doubt about it. On the demand side of the balance sheet for soybeans, do you anticipate any trouble? I'm looking at a chart of China's bean imports. And, the last 3 months have just smoked their records, but they're not buying them from the U.S., man.
No, right. Well, of course, you're right in that time period where South America has the available supply. And gosh, when you look at it, you know, 15 million metric tons more than a year ago, 550, 560 million bushels additional. you know, it only stands to reason. Not to mention, we're not exactly making good friends with a lot of these nations at this point in time, be that Brazil or China. You know, so they're going to do all they can to turn us into the residual supplier, and they're doing a pretty good job of making that happen. So.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it. You've mentioned next year and what it's going to do to acres. It's been kicking around in my head, and a guest earlier this week basically said for next year and potentially the year after that and the year after that, the acres are going to go to levels that we basically produce what we're going to consume. Just a really stagnant outlook. I have a hard time arguing that now, Dan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and of course, I mean, the one thing we're not really entering into the picture yet is the people in finance will have a lot to say about that as well.
Yep.
So, I mean, there could be the, you know, even if there's a desire to want to continue to plant, you know, the bank might say, no, you know, we're not going to put money out on something that's that kind of a risky venture. So, and in times past, you know, that has been the limiting factor again and again. So I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be the case here as we move to next year as well. So,
yeah. Which gets back to what we were talking about on the risk management side of things. In a sideways market, you got to be ready for the opportunities when the opportunities come along. Dan, it's been fun talking with you, man. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Very good. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You got a fishing trip coming up anytime soon?
No, not fishing. I did. I did plan in the South Dakota pheasant trip here a couple of weeks ago.
Very good.
That'll be coming up in November. But was up in northern Wisconsin chasing a few trout last week. So a little warm though. A little bit too warm for those cold water fish. So
Dan, I enjoy your conversations, man. Thank you, Dan.
Likewise,
Huber, the
you.
Huber Report. Davis, and I'll be right back.
Want to get smart?
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and relevant life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid courses. Classes start August 13th. Apply now and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you have a 2004 or newer vehicle that's out of warranty or about to be, Endurance is urgently notifying U.S. drivers about their low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save drivers thousands on rising vehicle repair costs. Those who qualify can pick their plan, coverage, and repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental cars included. All covered repairs get paid directly to the repair shop for you. Call now for your free quote. Call 800-342-1834. That's 800-342-1834.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing, because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld, then share them with family and friends.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side.
Find the Scoop podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-515-1548.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-515-1548. That's 800-515-1548.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, on a Friday. Glad to have you along with us here. Yeah, that was a knife and fork kind of conversation there. There was no soup, you know, there's no yogurt, all right? Beef.
Yes.
Beef.
That's exactly
Dan
right.
Huber from the Huber Report gave us a lot to think about, Chip. A couple of themes in there that I've noticed, but I feel like I would really like to start at here. Dan says, not a ton of downside risk in the grains right now. We just don't have a reason for grains to go higher here. You and I have talked about we need to stabilize before we rally. Let's just stop the selling. Let's stabilize. Then we can go higher. And then he comes with this on the strategy side. If you're afraid to sell because the market might go higher, there are tools to help you assuage your anxiety. Can we talk about that just a little bit here, Chip, please?
You bet. You bet. Couple of ways to do it. You know, this is a strategy that has been used forever and ever, and it's a sell and replace strategy. I mean, Bob Utterback did it for decades.
Utterback. I haven't heard that name in forever, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, he was the maybe the biggest proponent of it for a long time. It's pretty simple. Once you make your cash sale, you then re-own it in either futures or a call option. Yeah. Okay? And what that means is you've sold the cash, you've locked in the price, which removes your opportunity. So to reopen opportunity, you either put on the long futures position or you buy a call option, which allows you to then participate in a rally should it happen. If it does happen at some point in the future, you make the decision it's time to exit that buyback position. Let's say that corn goes from $4 to $4.50 on a long position. If you're long futures, you're going to get 50 cents that you can add to your cash selling price then. Or if you're in a call position, it might not be all 50 cents of it, depending on what strike price you buy. But, you know, let's say you pick up 40 cents of the 50-cent rally and you tack that back on to the the selling price to come up with your net selling price. You know, when I put together that the marketing education program there at Pro Farmer, almost had to come up with new terms. And so, and net selling price is one of the things that I had that I talked about on a regular basis there. Another one, if you don't have an account, a brokerage account, and you're not interested in starting one, number one, rethink that, because they do give you some flexibility that I think is going to be important in the years ahead. But if you don't, you can go to the elevator and establish a minimum price contract. Now, what that means is for a fee, they will establish a long call option position on your behalf. So you make the cash sale, then you decide with the elevator manager which strike price it's going to be. They take the cost of the call straight off the top, right there, straight off the top. So that gives you your minimum price. And then if the call option is liquidated later or exercised into a long futures position, which probably isn't going to happen with a minimum price, but when you take profits on that call later, you then add that back to what was established as the minimum price.
Let me take you back to the late 1970s. My dad had a hog confinement operation, and one day we're out vaccinating piglets. And something happened. I don't know why he would think to send me, what was I, 7 or 8, maybe 9 years old. Hey, run inside in the basement and grab me the syringe and bring it out to me. Being dutiful, I'm running back with the syringe right into my thigh. I thought I was going to die on the spot.
Running with scissors, right?
I bring it up because Dan Huber said, we're running with scissors here, and eventually you're going to get stabbed. I mean, this feels like a pretty mild stabbing, considered we're still higher on the week at both the fats of the feeder cattle.
That's exactly right. I mean, and there is no predicting. You see a day like we've got today in the cattle complex, and you think, you got to throw your hands in the air and say, that's it. Boy, if it's going to be limit down on Monday's open, it's going to be limit down on Tuesday. If you weren't hedged ahead of this setback, you're not going to get a chance to get hedged for another $30. But this is a different market. You can't say that in this market. I mean, we come back on Monday. If some of the tariff issues get figured out and played out, well, who knows? We could get it all back on Monday, the way that this market trades. Yeah. It's astonishing.
I didn't steal the scissors line because he said he was going to write that up. I did steal this. Anytime you get market highs like this, we never know what will upset the apple cart. Does that work on the downside as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get to a certain point on the downside where all of a sudden you get a 3.1 million metric ton weekly export sales report, and you go, whoa, maybe we've overdone it a bit to the downside. Little bit of realization, let's make it, prove it, spend a little time, maybe a month, consolidating, forming that low, and then you can start to make your move to the upside. Boy, look back at a year ago for a pricing model on what we might see. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook, August 14th through the 18th. Above normal temperatures expected over the entire belt. As a matter of fact, high odds of above normal temperatures over the entire corn belt. We've got near normal precipitation expected in the eastern belt, above normal precipitation in the northern production areas, and the southern half of Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, looking at below normal precip. In the 8 to 14 day, the heat sticks around and it dries out. We make the move to below normal precip in the Corn Belt August 16th through the 22nd. Come back Monday morning. We're going to have a conversation with Machinery Pete and Karen Braun from Zahner.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive. Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you know how America became the best country on God's green earth? We made things, from automobiles to airplanes to textiles. We were the manufacturing epicenter of the world, the innovators that every other country turned to. I'm Katie Lyon, co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'm here to tell you that the American spirit is alive and well at Allegiance, where we make American flags 100% in America. When you fly your American flag from Allegiance Flag Supply, you're not just honoring our country. You're supporting American men and women who proudly make the highest quality American flags, period. True patriots who put care into every stitch. See our full story at showallegiance.com and learn about our 100% American-based supply chain. Fly your flag from showallegiance.com with pride, because every flag says manufacturing is still alive and well in the U.S. and we are still the greatest country. Save $35 on your American flag set when you go to showallegiance.com.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's greeted the leaders of Armenia.